91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rinkema. Economist Don Drummond is recommending higher utility bills, larger class sizes, and reducing hospitals. All of this comes in an effort to help reduce Ontario's $16 billion deficit. Drummond says it's a huge task to eliminate the deficit by 2018 when economic growth is so slow. But he rejects the idea of across-the-board cuts.
I think the challenge and the solution will have to be pretty much unprecedented in Canadian post-war history, which is why I come back. It will only work if you reform route and canal the programs. It won't work if you just have a mindset of I'm just going to take some money out here and there and do it the way we've largely approached this in the past.
Drummond has recommended cutting all-day kindergarten as well, but the Liberals have already said they won't be doing that. The opposition parties are now offering their own advice on how the Liberal government can deal with the deficit. NDP leader Andrea Horwath suggests the government forget about any more corporate tax cuts and even raise the rate. She says it shouldn't be up to families to bear the brunt of the government's battle to balance the books. Representatives of OPSU 420 at Loyalist College will be meeting today to determine their demands for an upcoming contract renewal. These demands will be brought forward along with those of Ontario's other 24 colleges. Negotiations on contract details will begin in June. While a strike is always a possibility, president of OPSU 420, Bernard Boulanger, says it's too early to tell.
There's only been 3 faculty strikes in 45 years. So is there a chance of a strike? Yeah, there's a chance that the earth is going to get hit by a meteorite and we're all going to be... But what's the possibility of that? I don't know yet.
The full-time faculty contract expires August 31st. A rural Cramie resident was startled when someone broke into his house through the front window yesterday around noon. The man yelled at the suspects and they left on foot through the front door. Nothing was taken and there are no leads as of yet. Well, it took 6 years, but the Harper government has finally won Commons approval to scrap the long gun registry. The Tories used their majority to pass the bill with the support of 2 new Democrats. Canadian Press reporter Murray Brewster explains.
2 new Democrats may have sided with the government, but all other opposition MPs voted against abolishing the registry. The Conservatives used their majority to pass the bill by a vote of 159 to 130. It's now up to the Senate, and since the Conservative government enjoys a commanding majority in the upper chamber, the registry's fate is sealed.
Liberal Senate leader James Cowan says Liberal senators will ensure the bill is examined thoroughly. More than $50,000 has been raised to help the families of the migrant workers killed in last week's crash near Stratford. All money raised for the Migrant Workers Family Support Fund is to go to the families of the 10 workers who died, the 3 who were injured, and the driver of the other vehicle who also died. 3 women from the GTA have been arrested in the Dominican Republic on drug smuggling charges. The 3 all-Canadian citizens are accused of trying to smuggle 18 kilograms of cocaine into a Toronto-bound flight Monday night. Local authorities say Violet Pluas, Daniela Rogerio, and Carla Lopez could each get 10 years if convicted. The controversial issue of electronic surveillance was brought up again by the Conservatives. Steve Henniger explains.
The Harper government has introduced Bill C-30, which would allow authorities access to the personal information of Internet subscribers without first having to get court approval. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has said the measure is needed to protect children from online predators, but privacy advocates and opposition MPs say it is far too broad. And now, to make the point personal, an anonymous Twitter account is leaking tawdry details of Taves' divorce records, juxtaposed with the minister's comments on family values. Steve Henniger, the Canadian Press.
The UN Secretary General says Syria's attacks on civilians could amount to crimes against humanity. He describes neighborhoods shelled indiscriminately, hospitals used as torture centers, and children as young as 10 chained and abused. Reports say Syrian government forces are attacking Daraa today, where the uprising against President Assad began 11 months ago. They say security forces have conducted sweeping raids, arrests, and random shootings. Israel is downplaying Iranian claims of a nuclear breakthrough. Reporter Mark Levy has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, says the claims of a breakthrough from the Iranians are exaggerated. He says their purpose is to show that they've passed the point of no return in the nuclear programs. He says that's not the case.
Like the West, Israel accuses Iran of pursuing atomic weapons. Tehran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. And Canada is joining forces with five other countries, including the United States, to reduce emissions and fight global warming. The five-year initiative was prompted by the slow pace of international climate change talks. The plan addresses short-lived pollutants like soot or black carbon. They account for as much as 40% of the global warming problem, but unlike carbon dioxide, they don't linger in the environment for thousands of years. A BC judge will sentence the first person convicted of participating in the Stanley Cup riot today. Tamsin Bergman gives us the details.
Ryan Dickinson's lawyer says the 20-year-old is the product of a broken home, and because he regrets his actions the night of June 15, he should only go to jail for 1 year. But a Crown lawyer has pushed for a harsher punishment, saying Dickinson should get as many as 18 months for his role. She described the mob that tore through downtown Vancouver as a home invasion of the whole community. Dickinson has admitted to destroying a police car with a newspaper box and tossing a mannequin through a store window. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Health officials say 151 people have died in the Ukraine during Eastern Europe's record-breaking cold spell. The health ministry said Thursday that nearly 4,000 others have been hospitalized with hypothermia and frostbite. Heavy snowfalls have also caused power outages and trapped hundreds of vehicles on the motorways. And that's 91X News to 1206. Mark Venema has sports after this.
Anyone who holds a party knows that Sans Souci is Quinty's best in catering, but now they're proud to announce their new address, 240 Front Street, downtown Belleville, beside Giant Tiger. Head on down and enjoy lunch at the new Café Sans Souci every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and enjoy delicious, fresh sandwiches right in-house. With a new, larger kitchen and sizable dining room, Sans Souci is also a great place to host special occasions. Visit their website at bestcateringchef.ca. Visit Café Sans Souci today.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. It wasn't as bad as Sunday's 9-0 loss, but the Belleville Bulls were once again losers against Ottawa last night. The Bulls fell to the 67-6-4 at the Yardmen. Bulls hit the road Friday to travel to Oshawa. Tonight in local action, Wellington visits Kingston to face off with the Voyageurs. The Dukes lead that series 1-0. Also, Napanee is home to Port Hope. Panthers lead that series 2-0. Last night around the NHL, Toronto snuck past Edmonton 4-3 in overtime. Vancouver beat Colorado 3-1. It was Ottawa tripling up Florida 6-2. And Tyler Seguin's shootout goal gave Boston a 4-3 victory over the Canadiens in Montreal. Boston goalie Tim Thomas says he hopes the Bruins' effort will carry over into the remaining five games of their road trip.
We needed a big effort here. We knew that. We haven't played with great consistency lately. We wanted to come in and have a strong game and basically kind of gain some pride back.
Busy night around the league tonight. Calgary Flames continue their pursuit of a playoff spot in Dallas. The Coyotes play at L.A. Elsewhere, Winnipeg visits Minnesota. Chicago plays the Rangers. Buffalo is at Philadelphia. Tampa entertains San Jose. And the Isles visit the Blues. To the hardwood, Jeremy Lin provided points and score and leading the New York Knicks to their seventh straight victory, 100-85 over Sacramento. Lin dished out a career-best 13 assists to go with his 10 points, one of seven Knicks to score in double figures. The Harvard grad says smart people can be good athletes, too.
That's another stereotype, and Ivy League basketball is definitely on the rise. Harvard basketball is on the rise, and I think as time goes on, we'll see that, hopefully see that stereotype go away.
In Toronto, the Raptors were beaten 113-106 by San Antonio. Defending champion Milos Raonic won his second round match at the SAP Open in San Jose last night. The big serving Canadian scored a 6-2, 7-6 win over Germany's Tobias Kamke. Andy Roddick struggled to advance while top seed Gael Monfils withdrew to injury. Brandon Labatt is returning home. The Saskatchewan native agreed to terms with their hometown Rough Riders. Contract details weren't immediately divulged, but Labatt's deal will reportedly pay him in the neighborhood of $200,000 annually. The IOC says the five cities in the running to host the 2020 Olympics have submitted their bids on time. The IOC will decide a winner in September of next year. And Dutch police say they have arrested 76 Ajax supporters suspected of seeking a confrontation with Manchester United supporters in advance of their Europa League soccer game. Police said they found brass knuckles, tear gas, a club, and a large amount of narcotics. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
Tonight, some rain expected overnight and 1 degree. Tomorrow, 2 degrees and partly cloudy. And for the weekend, some snow expected on Saturday and mainly sunny for Sunday. At 12:10, it's 2 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema with Mark Venema. News is next at 1.